Blog Talk Radio.
From ESPN New York 98.7 FM. You're listening to Sports In Depth with the legendary Doc Stanley. Before him there was none, after him there shall be no more. You have the man that takes you inside what goes on in the world of sports. He's in the dugout. He's in the clubhouse. He's right by the water cooler. He is everywhere you need him to be to let you know what's going on. And also you listen to the movers and shakers in the world of sports. You are found the right place with the legendary Doc Stanley on Sports In Depth.
And if I may say that the Sports In-Depth Nation is here. The Sports In-Depth panel is here. I'm Mel Smith Jr. I am here. We're here courtesy of the Trust in God Radio Network. And the straw that serves the drink is indeed here, and that's the incomparable Doc Stanley. Take it away, good doctor.
Doc Stanley, Sports In Depth, Blog Talk Radio, on the Trust and Guard Network. I couldn't get away from not doing a show. I think last year I didn't do one. Importance of mothers, the blessings of mothers, the fusion of music that just blesses so much. Doc Stanley, Sports In Depth, Blog Talk Radio, on the Trust and Guard Radio Network. Happy Mother's Day. Feliz Dias de Mães, Portuguese. I say in Spanish. Oh, a little promo that I did, too. Mother's Day. Papa Wells used it. I wanted to be kind of in depth with it. I wanted the music. I just think, you know, you can't do Mother's Day without playing a song. The great man is working something. I'm going to read it with a quote about this music.
I think I can, really?
So what I have to do then?
Hold on, this is good.
Right. Mm-hmm. World-leading digital
value, right?
Yeah, hold on a second, Bill. Hold on. Sign up? Yeah, yeah. Sign up. Don't sign up? No, I see it. Yeah, I see below sign up. But don't I need information to fill this out? Okay. I hit it. Okay. It has a world's leading digital asset provider, Android App and Store, correct. Okay, now it shows download file again. Download, yeah. Okay, this type of device, the device, do you want to keep it anyway? Yeah. Okay. Downloading.
She's taught me little things like saying hello and thank you, please. While scrubbing those floors on a bending knees. Oh, she's one of a kind. You've got yours and I've got mine. Hey, mama, hey, mama. My heart belongs to you. Oh, yeah. I always love my mama. Yeah.
A little while, huh? Yeah, I can see that.
Come the fun.
Hey,
bro,
what color would you come in today?
That's in the line.
Oh, man.
Oh, man. Now see, when all that gang war was going on, I'll tell you one thing I never forget.
It was that.
See, when I got home, first thing I would hear is, what?
Bill!
Yeah.
Where you been, boy?
I said, I was out with Sonny Bird, little Sonny.
Put it all up.
Yeah. I had to put it on somebody.
Yeah, well, we downloaded
she
it
said,
on.
She said, boy, mm-hmm. Now I'm going to tell you.
What?
You know, you getting big now.
Yeah.
You got to watch the things that you're doing out in that street.
Right. I bring everything. Right. I was surprised I didn't bring another one the last time, but you used to have my phone with me all the time. Yeah.
Mama wasn't wrong.
No.
But what about Pop?
Oh, we ain't talking about Pop.
No, man. Pop was all right.
Pop was hanging out, you know.
I think Pop was drinking more wine than we
used. Yeah, it was him, throwing the arrow.
I know my Pop did. Yeah.
Pop hung right over with you,
boy. Right?
Stay out all night. Come on, clothes all wrinkled up, lip balls all on.
Took the arrow, but I need the arrow. I see a line keep moving.
Good home for victory, baby.
Yeah. But I see the arrow keep blinking and the line keep moving underneath it. Just download them. Okay. Yeah, yeah.
This is Michael Bellamy of Brooklyn Independent Media, and you're listening to Doc Stanley of Sports in Depth on Blog Talk Radio.
No, this is May now. We're in May.
It's still cold over there?
Yeah, man. Yeah, it's going down to 40 degrees tonight. It's 70 a couple of times, but it's just been in the news, man. I'm up 40, going down to 40 tonight.
I just walked in to find you here without that look upon
hey,
your face.
Hey, you and Port Delay, just do them.
I should have made you leave your key. If I'd have known for just 1 second, you'd be back to bother me. Lord,
it's actually, it has really been long here in the last decade and so in the May, Memorial Day. In the May, moving into June.
Just turn around now. You're not welcome anymore. Weren't you the one?
got a place down there too?
And I've got all my love to give, and I will serve
mine. Oh, yeah. Those people sent me a message not so long ago too. The remember that the last place we went before I came back, we had the
wonderful,
that little steak, the Lulu place that they came by for New Year's, and then they had us come by there. Remember they had the lunch and stuff for us.
Wonderful. He's wonderful.
Yeah, had the lunch for us. It's like a little steak.
He's so wonderful.
Yeah, we went by the house, yeah. But the daughter speaks English.
Wonderful. The Lord is my shepherd. He's my guide. Whatever I need, the Lord will provide. And praise my Lord's name. I know he's so wonderful. I know the Lord, He's so wonderful. Yes, He is.
No, not
if you never try God, try the Lord one day, and see what my Father come down and make a way. And I can't help but love God. He's so wonderful. There's no limit to what my Lord can do. And I love God. He's so wonderful.
Well, I was referring to. I'm Larry Hardesty from ESPN New York 98.7 FM. You're listening to Sports In Depth with the legendary Don Stanley. Before him there was none, after him there shall be no more. You have the man that takes you inside what goes on in the world of sports. He's in the dugout. He's in the clubhouse. He's right by the water cooler. He is
everywhere. That's what I've been talking about.
What I do.
Yes, I know all there is to ever know, where you've been and where you'll ever go, all your mistakes from yesterday, and the ones you'll make tomorrow. You've been trying so hard to comprehend what kind of love could cover all that sin. Just know there's nothing you could ever do that would ever, ever, ever change my love for you. Don't ask me why. Don't wonder how. Don't bother asking how it's possible to love someone like you. It's 'cause you're mine. It's 'cause you're you. It's 'cause I'm loved. It's what I do.
Not even here no more.
All right, well, then go back to the WhatsApp where you had the link. Touch your link again.
Okay, let me go back to WhatsApp. All right, hold on. Thank you. about a vaccine. Nobody wants to take it now.
Mother's Day, 2021, and early this week, Willie Mays' birthday. Had a chance to talk to one of the top sports writers, asked us all time. Let's listen as we talk a little bit about the incomparable, the one and only.
Hey, it's your Bob Bell. You know, I just got. That's what he made, you know. I think he said that the surprise is that, you know, that he didn't catch it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And,
that's right.
Yeah, and but listening to Monty Irvin, said, you know, he came up and said, nice catch, Boomy, because that was a roommate. And he said, hey, Boomy, I had it all the way. You know what I mean?
So, let me ask you this now.
Mm-hmm. Hold on, let me cut this light off. Don't go.
Doc Stanley, Sports in that Block Talk Radio on the Trust and Guard. And happy Mother's Day and more, Willie Mays. His birthday, May 6, 90 years old. And the first man to do over 500 home runs, over 500 doubles, over 3,000 base hits. Second man ever. Here we go. Okay, we have a little more music for you.
Besides, not punting, knocked out. Yeah.
Sports is at Blog Talk Radio on the Trusted Guardian Network. Talking about Willie Mays, and, you know, when you talk about Willie Mays, you talk about the catch. And I think we brought up something the other day that was really stupendous was, first of all, catching the ball. Now, fellas said, well, yes, Willie Mays. Okay. But then catching the ball and immediately making the throw. And then making the throw of that length, then you add on the accuracy. And, wow, greatest catch in World Series play. Bill Rigney said Mays did the thing. Like, they said the matchup. You know, the certain that habits guys put the ball, hey, Patrick, look at it. And he said, when Willie tapped his glove, we know he's got it. Monty Irvin said, nice catch. Monty said, hey, I had it all the way. And they said, you know, this Bob Phelps, that's Willie Mays, you know. And it's remarkable when you realize that was just his second full season in the major leagues. He didn't play but very little bit of 52. None of 53. Comes back at 54. 31 home runs at the All-Star break. 31, that's 62. Yeah, that's marriage broken. And but asked by his manager, Rocha, to just go for hits. So he won the batting title instead. Yeah, well. Greatest player ever played a game, Willie Mays. Dr. Stanley, sports at Blog Talk Radio, Trust the Government. It is Mother's Day. I'm trying to do something from a Brazilian perspective, too, as we continue the show. I really don't want to go too long tonight, but do a Brazilian promo. Play some more music here. It's Mother's Day, so let's just kind of, you know, take it easy. And so often, we go ahead. A little gospel music for you. Cook again.
Oh, there was a woman in the Bible days. She had been sick so very long. But she heard my Jesus was passing by, so she joined the gathering throng. And while she was pushing her way through, someone ask her, what are you trying to do? She said, if I could just touch the hem of his garment, I know I'll be made whole. She cried, no more to spare. The doctors, they done all they could, but their medicine would do no good. When she touched him, the Savior didn't see, but still he turned around and cried, somebody touch me. She said, it was I who just wanna touch the hem of your garment. I know I'll be made whole right now. She stood there crying,
and with that song, Sam Cooke leads us into prayer after this plug.
You're listening to Sports and Death on Blog Talk Radio on the Trust in God Radio Network with Doc Stanley and his posse, where we rope the rumors, call tidy issues, and brand the truth. Trust in God.
And God is the truth. A prayer today. Dear Lord, we thank you for another day, and more importantly, have your will, have your way. We thank you for Mother's Day, dear Lord, as we remember blessed women you've put in our lives, the great ones, the good ones, that have served us in this world, and our first loves, our first friends, always our mothers. I ask you to heal the hearts of those who have lost mothers. As I go to Nuri in São Paulo, so Tessio, the promoter, dealing with their first Mother's Day without their mothers. I think about my beloved mother and how blessed and Vivian, Howard Stanley, is still with us at 92 years old. Look back how she lost her mother at 18. And she's lived a combined years, that of both my grandmothers, combined, be two and one, he only lived to be 77. Let's amend it, Lord, that so often we forget. We talk about the mothers did the father's role. Let's talk about the men who did the mother's role. Lord, bless great mothers across the world. Every generation, seeing some of their children suffer, some lost ones. Please want to thank you, Lord, for another day. Thank you for this day that we salute mothers. Who should be saluted every day? Who are? But this day we're kind of standing out. Lord, we thank you for last night's laying down, this morning getting up. Thank you, Lord, for things we so largely take for granted. So often that's mine. Thank you, Lord. Praise your holy name, in the name of the Son, our Savior, Jesus. Let every heart healed today, a special anointment on the special mothers. Jesus.
This is Michael Bellamy of Brooklyn Independent Media, and you're listening to Doc Stanley of Sports in Depth on Blog Talk Radio.
As we also talk so much about moms, let's talk about the moms who are like dads. And let's remember dad as we get ready to go for Father's Day. Moms who are like dad, and dad who's always dad. Shylights. Man, working for you.
and that bed was never made. The mom and dad was scolding me good. Never doubted I'd make the grade. But now that I'm a man, I ask the Lord up above, please let me raise my children right and be the man my daddy was. And oh, let me be the man my daddy was. Oh, let me be the man my daddy was. He was a good man. He was a good man.
Birthday part of the show. Shout birthday to my nephew RJ yesterday. We told you Willie Mays' birthday is the 6th. Billy Robinson's is. Bill Lewis and Stevie Wonder, man, singing his song. Happy birthday to you, Stevie. You've got another 4 days and yours pops up again. Stevie's, I think, going to be 70. Also, Joe Lewis' birthday. Miles Davis has a birthday this month. You know what? Hey, I got to give a call today. Aaron Barkley. Aaron the Blade Barkley's birthday. I got to give the Blade a call. Barkley has a birthday today. The Blade. Only man to beat Tommy Hearns twice. And knocked out and decision. Which is kind of a frown on the boxing that they give him any call. Tommy was out. The impossible. We saw that in the Ray fight, the first Ray fight. I think they said Tommy didn't have any knockouts as an amateur. Everybody's having a birthday. Birthday to you. And in music, Holly Wilson says how we are, we feel.
I knew God was with me. I always used to pray. My prayer was I asked God to not to let the devil kill me out here while I was in the streets before I could get back. But I said, if you give me one more chance at life and music, I promise you, I'm going to shout you out, and I'm going to testify, and we're going to have a little church up in there.
Waking up, thanking God, every day is feeling just like Sunday. White is fly, by my side, green light, everything is going my way. Riding clean, living dreams, just left the barber and I'm feeling like Midas. Heard him say, give him praise. In the water, got you acting like this. Ain't a day go by that I don't try to thank the Lord up above. And if you wonder why I'm loving life, I'm close and I tell you what's up. Ask me how I'm doing, I'm blessed. And yes, living every moment, no regret. Smile up on my face, I'm like, oh, yes, I'm blessed. Yes, I'm blessed. Breaking out the bus stop. Life is good, really good. And every moment, no, I can't forget. I gotta say, I won't change. You're the reason that I am like this. In a day go by that I don't try to thank the Lord up above. And if you wonder why I'm loving life, come close and I tell you what's up. Ask me how I'm doing, I'm blessed. Yes. Living every moment, no regret. Smile up on my face, I'm like, oh, yes, I'm blessed. Yes, I'm blessed. Yes. Ask me how I'm doing, I'm blessed. Yes. Living every moment, no regret. Smile up on my face, I'm like, oh, yes, I'm blessed. Yes, I'm blessed. I'm blessed. I'm blessed. I'm blessed. I'm blessed. I'm blessed. I'm blessed.
slow down, but I got a thing covered every day above ground. I know the devil was a day and night, but I look him in the eye, leave you a damn lie. And I know I could've died in the nighttime. I'm still around because I hear word, not because I'm mad. And I'm up on the doing time, got a message for you. Might be stressing now, but there's some blessing coming. And when it do through all the party and the nonsense, just take some time to thank God for what he done. When them partner you run with come with them negative comments trying to get you to do something, you better not follow them down as I swear, I declare, throw my power in prayer. You had no idea, God is all here.
Bless both to have our mothers with us and to have the mother of boxing intellect, the one and only, the first lady, the sweet science, Lady A. As we talk a little boxing from last night's Canelo victory, as he stays on course to wipe out the division and hold all the belts. Lady A talks to me a little bit about last night's fight here on Sports and the Blog Talk Radio on the Trust in God Radio Network.
I haven't spoke to him yet.
That's the thing. It's funny. It's funny because Cal Brook got his eye socket busted by Spence and by Ed Triple G.
Right?
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay? And now you got a guy like Billy Joe Saunders around the same weight class getting his eye socket busted again. Now, I really thought that he could have won that fight against Canelo. I really do. But, you know, whatever.
Uh-huh.
It is what it is. I mean, Canelo lost to Trout. You and I saw that fight. He fucking lost to Trout.
Yeah, yeah.
And he lost to Lauren in those fights.
Yeah, yeah.
So, whatever. We and I already know he's all that. Okay. That's it. End the conversation.
And he has a problem with Southport. See, I saw, and I was surprised when I saw the replay, how often Sanders was hitting Canelo. I said, wow.
Yes.
You know,
yes.
He was hitting him, but what, too many times he didn't stay aggressive. I thought after that round, after Canelo had hit him, I didn't know he broke his arm. I said, you know what? The way he walked to the corner, he said, hey, man, he can't hurt me. He's going to take over the next three or four rounds, but he didn't. But not only that,
Carl Frog said it best, man. Look, Doc, I'm all four guys going out in there. Sure, I have no problem with it. But, Doc, when you fuck with someone's eyesight, you don't know. I'm all for stopping the fight. If the guy really had a shattered, fractured eye socket, then you saw the indentation in his face.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And he was blinking. I'm not trying to see some guy go blind just because he walked.
No,
you know what I'm saying?
And let's remember.
Anything more than that is fine.
Let's remember, Ray Leonard retired and didn't fight Hagler right away because of the eye problem.
Right, they thought he had a detached retina, right?
Yeah, yeah,
something
yeah.
like that. They
right, right,
did or
right, right, right.
Some insight there with Lady A talking about the sweet science. Let's do some more. Let's talk some more about last night's clash. Canelo continues to win and continues to clean up his division. And unquestionably, right now, the best fight in the world, pound for pound.
I'm looking at the fight, and I'm saying something's in it, and it hit me. He's 30 years old. He may be older than what his body is portraying, and this constant going to the gym is not advantageous either.
Well, you know, it's not wrong with guys staying in shape.
No, no, I'm
the problem comes in the fact that, you know, once you start sparring with guys, and, you know, I mean, I have no problem with the guy boxing. You know, he's been boxing since he was like 11.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean? So
yeah, exactly.
Maybe younger. I know, I'm sorry, was it 11 or 5, 11, something like that.
Mm.
But, you know, and that's most boxers. I mean, the only guy I know that really started late and really had success was Sergio Martinez. He started boxing at the age of 19. That's old. You know what I mean?
Man.
But, I mean, you know, he was bullied as a kid. Canelo was bullied as a kid, and at 11 years old, he beat the shit out of the bully that was bullying him, and he enjoyed beating the shit out of him. And that's why he decided to go into boxing. But,
and then now he's getting paid for it. Wow.
Now he's getting paid for it.
Who wins Edgar Charles Evander Holyfield?
Come on. Next question. We'll talk later.
Okay.
I mean, you know Edgar Charles is the fucking man.
Okay, Sonny, right. Listen, Larry Holmes.
Lister don't fucking destroy him.
Okay. Liston Foreman.
I think Foreman, only because I think Foreman was a way bigger guy than Liston.
Okay, bigger, stronger guy. And now, what do we do? Now, what do we do with Edgar Charles and Floyd Patterson?
Oh, wow, Doc, you fucking fuck. You a motherfucker, Doc. I like Floyd Patterson, Doc. I do.
Wow. I like that.
I do. I like Floyd Patterson. I like Floyd. All right.
Okay, bye.
A Rádio Pajeú é o mundo todo. Fala, Stanley, direto dos Estados Unidos.
Meu nome é Doc Stanley.
Meu nome é Doc Stanley.
E eu moro em Nova York.
Eu moro em Nova York.
Nos Estados Unidos.
Nos Estados Unidos.
E estou ouvindo Radio Web Pajeú.
Estou ouvindo a Rádio Web Pajeú.
Um abraço. Hugs. God bless you.
Deus abençoe você.
Eita, menino, quer dizer que agora é internacional, é?
Yes. Ué.
Now what if I choose
disappointing you. Oh, I need to talk to you and ask you for your guidance, especially today when my life is so cloudy. Guide me until I'm sure I
is Michael Bellamy of Brooklyn Independent Media, and you're listening to Doc Stanley of Sport in Depth on Blog Talk Radio.
You only get that in Brazil. I think you like the next two. Yeah. I don't know. Get some of these. Every now and then. Hey, you home?
Mande message from your radio program, please, please be mine. And so é muito obrigado. Ela é muito dele, muito especial de pessoas. Eu quero falar com todas as minhas amigas e mais em Brasil. E muito bom mais Vanessa, and Delamay, and Recife, Elke, e Pauline. Muito bom mais em Fortaleza, Fatima, Josiane, Chakra. And also Christine. And Caxias também, Antônio, minha afilhada, beijo, beijo, outra afilhada, pam, 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 Nell, Delamay, and Lucia, ela Delamay, Veronica, Artemisia, Lucia, Delamay, Monica, minha família, the Bella Esposas of Alberto Rango, Tony Nunes, número uno pessoa de televisão em Fortaleza, and aqui, Papa Noel, Nelly Delamay, and a sua esposa. Novamente, feliz dia de maio a todos meus amigos. Silvia em São Paulo. Lynn em Fortaleza. Nuri, novamente. E Nuri, e meu amigo, Jessica Tomasso. Essa é a primeira vez. Elas não têm em maio, mas novamente, lembra? Agora, sou mais com Deus. Novamente, feliz dia de maio. Segundo, muito obrigado, meu amigo. Papa Noel, quero me falar disso. E lembra, sempre, sempre, fica com Deus. Meninos, lembra sua mãe, não somente você mãe, mas talvez você no primeiro namorada. E todas as pessoas, lembra, graças a Deus, você tem muito com mãe. Lembra, sua mãe, não somente sua mãe, mas também no amigo. Pensa, dia de mãe, fica com Deus. Obrigado.
With Dr. Jack Stanley Sr. and his sports posse, and performed with educational and social look renowned, legendary, award-winning radio show. This is both a daily and historical perspective, made into both an in-depth look and perspective, not only the sports of our times, but two of the players and performers who set events, both now and of yesteryear. Sports in Depth, a.k.a. SID, also brings us the unique strategy of sports from an intellectual perspective. That's because it takes raw, God-given talent, passion, to a passion, determines intellect, for competing, too. And with the in-depth knowledge and diverse intellect of Doc's iconic posse, 88, Sports in Depth is too, world in depth. Thanks for joining us once again, where we'll go up the rumors, all the issues,
This show is dedicated to all the great mothers in the world, especially those in Puerto Leyes, and the men who often, not mentioned, recognized for their roles as mothers, as too many mothers have been dads. You don't have to be loved. You don't want to be loved, and yet you are too hard to be liked. You're always just like family, as long as you really ain't. It's never a problem for people to do what is best for them. The problem comes about when it's what's best for you. You ain't just telling the truth, tell the whole truth. Dr. Stanley's words of wisdom and truth. Hey, here's Luigi's words of love. Dr. Stanley, sports and death. Happy Mother's Day. God bless you all. Two, late friend, Al Jr. Sports and death, Blog Talk Radio, and the Trusted Girl Radio Network. Thanks for being with us. I suppose this is my urgent question is, what are you doing for others? Service to others and make you pay for your room here on earth. And my brother's keeper. I'm Lil' Caller. Love you, Mommy. Always have, always will. Accidentally sports and death, Blog Talk Radio, Trusted Girl Radio Network. And again, we wish the best of Mother's Day to all the mothers across the world. Especially our mothers here in New York, mothers in America, mothers all over the world, Brazil, favorite cities, Fortaleza. Is São Paulo, número uno para mí, in Brazil, Fortaleza. Our family sports in the Blog Talk Radio and Trusted Guardian Network. Closing out with a song my mother taught me as a kid. There is Lord Jesus. Dr. Stanley, Sports and Death Blog Talk Radio on the Trust and God Radio Network. We're going to say goodnight with Larry Hardesty, and then we're going to close out with Ferris, Lord Jesus. We're playing this dedication to the world of Adonia. Haven't heard from you, lady. Just heard about you. And we miss you.
Hello, stranger.
And,
Hi, I'm Larry Hardesty from ESPN New York 98.7 FM. Did you enjoy the show? It was outstanding, but I expect that from the legendary Doc Stanley. Nothing less than the best. As he always says to me, and it's my favorite saying from him, live your life today as if you have to stand before God tomorrow. Words to live by. Ladies and gentlemen, have a great night, and we'll see you next time on Sports in Depth with the legendary Doc Stanley.
And always trust in God. Sports in Depth is brought to you by MegaCare. We deliver everywhere. More importantly, about you, whom we care. Also, I am Jude Maker and Miss Reese. Maker. Gentlemen, 65th Street, between 1st and 2nd Avenues, Manhattan. You want your shoes done right? You want your jewelry fixed? Where you go? And anywhere in the world. It's MegaCare. We live everywhere. I said this was the Blog Talk Radio and Trusted Driver Network.
Make you feel your life almost gone.
Just look up. Tomorrow's sun will let you know your life's not done. Just look around. Love's pouring down. Trust in God. Sharing the load we bear, so we must put our trust in God.
Yeah.
Hi, I'm Larry Hardesty from ESPN New York 98.7 FM. Did you enjoy the show? It was outstanding. But I expect that from the legendary Doc Stanley. Nothing less than the best. As he always says to me, and it's my favorite saying from him, live your life today as if you have to stand before God tomorrow. Words to live by. Ladies and gentlemen, have a great night, and we'll see you next time on Sports in Depth with the legendary Doc Stanley.
Here comes the fun.
Hey, Bird, what corner was you coming to be?
That that tenderized.
Oh, man.
But dig this here. Now, see, when all that gang war was going on, I'll tell you one thing I never forget.
It was that.
See, when I got home, first thing I would hear is, what?
Bill!
Yeah. Where you been, boy?
That's it.
Hey.
That's mom.
I say, I was out with Sonny Bird and Lil Sonny.
Putting it all up.
I had to put it on somebody. Hey, Bill, what's your mama say? She say, boy, now I'm gonna tell you.
What?
You know you getting big now.
Yeah.
You gotta watch the things that you doing out in that street.
Right.
And you go to jail.
Right.
And I'm gonna tell you something, man. Mama wasn't wrong.
No.
But what about Pop? Oh, we ain't talking about Pop.
No, man. Pop was all right.
Pop was hanging out, you know.
Hanging out. I think Pop was drinking more wine and we used to. I know my pop did.
Yeah. My pop hung right over with you, boy.
Yeah. Stay out all night. Come on, clothes all wrinkled up, lip balls all on them.
Hey, Sonny. I know where your mommy cooked them good home-cooked bits, baby.